in rehab for a period of time.
Yes, a year, ma'am.
One brother's done supporting the other.
What do you think he owes you money for?
$100 a week for rent, $60 a month for a cell phone.
When he came out of rehab, did he have a job?
No.
How did you expect him to pay rent?
But was he even trying?
Who was supporting your two daughters while you were living there?
They received a death benefit from their mother.
So the answer is you were not supporting them?
No, ma'am.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. David Cady is suing his brother, Alan Cady, for bills he paid on his behalf while Alan was in rehab. He is also suing for false CPS charges.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 130 on the calendar, the matter of Cady versus Cady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Party's been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Cady, the defendant is your brother. I believe you have, at this moment, custody of his two children.
Your Honor, at this moment, I do not. They are in foster care. As of Monday, the 18th, when we go back to court, I've been reassured by their lawyer and my lawyer that I will retain custody of the girls again.
Your brother's children have been with you for how long?
Approximately 2 years.
When were they removed from your custody?
After my brother made allegations that...
Give me the month and year.
About 2 months ago.
Now, your lawsuit has several components. One of them I will not address today. The one that I will not address today, given what you've told me, is the punitive damages for filing false CPS charges. I will not hear that today because, based upon what you tell me, there is a current case pending in the family court with regard to the allegations that were made by your brother against you. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, so I'm not going to hear those today. So the only thing that I will hear is your allegation that he owes you for rent, bills, and a motorcycle.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I gather, Mr. Cady, that you were in rehab for a period of time.
Yes, a year, ma'am.
When?
Almost immediately after I lost custody of my children.
Give me a month and year. No, don't look over there.
No, I have a very bad memory when it comes to...
So the answer is you don't know.
Right.
How long were you in rehab?
It was a 3-month program I chose to stay in for a year.
When did you leave the program?
I am more or less still in the program. I attend a school for parenting and other issues.
How old are your children?
My oldest is just turned 20. My oldest daughter just turned 17. And my youngest is 12.
So the two children in question are 12 and 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to tell me what you think he owes you money for?
Well, when he was done with rehab in about March of last year, or March of 11, I believe, they were getting ready to take away his benefits for his apartment that they supplied him with while he was in rehab and all that. I sat down with him and my two nieces because we were the ones paying the bills. I mean, Damien stayed with us too, but anyways.
We're not talking about money that you claim he owes you from 2011.
This is from 12 to 13.
Well, then let's get to...
Okay, we sat down and agreed that he...
Oh, just a second. You said he came out of rehab in March of 2011?
2012.
You both don't have very good memories.
No.
This is going to be difficult for you, Mr. Cady. What do you think he owes you money for?
$100 a week for rent, $60 a month for a cell phone, and for motorcycle repairs.
When he came out of rehab, did he have a job?
No.
How did you expect him to pay rent?
He was going
to
pay me back once he got a job. Then it went to when he
just
got his
second.
Income taxes.
Just a second. He was going to pay you back when he got a job. Did he ever get a job?
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
When?
Approximately in June of 2012.
A year ago?
Yep.
And how long did that job last?
Until I had him evicted.
Which was when?
March of this year.
What kind of work was he doing?
Well, for about 2 days, he worked in an assembly warehouse, and he quit that job, and then he eventually got another job working for transportation of railroad employees from one spot to another.
How long did he have that job?
I believe he's still currently employed there.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you start that job?
August.
August of 2012?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you still living with your brother at that time?
Yes, I was.
Were you paying him any rent?
No, there was no agreement to pay rent.
At that time, were the girls there?
Yes, ma'am.
How much were you then earning?
I work on dispatch. Depends on how many times I'm dispatched to transport my passengers. So it could be anywhere from every 2 weeks, $500 to $600.
Every 2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was providing your food?
When I was home, I'd sleep. I'd go out, work, and I'd get meals on the road.
So you lived there for 8 months? while you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was supporting your two daughters while you were living there?
They receive a death benefit from their mother.
How much do they receive in death benefits?
$609 each.
So $1,200 a month. That's for their food and clothing and entertainment and...
Yes, ma'am, for whatever they want.
For whatever they do. So the answer is you were not supporting them.
No, ma'am.
You were not providing them any support from the money that you were earning for that eight months.
Ma'am.
Now, you want to tell me again what you claim your arrangement was with your brother with regard to...
$60 a month for his phone and $100 a week for room and board. I have documentation here of at least 5 months worth of bills that average at the resident at the time was anywhere from $16,000 to $2,000 per month. Granted, that's a lot of money, but we were also supporting their brother.
Who's the other brother?
Damien.
That would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
20.
He was living in the house as well?
Yes, ma'am.
What else do you think he owes you for?
Just the motorcycle repair and
the phone
bill.
Well, tell me about the motorcycle repair. When was it first, month and year?
I would say right around January. Well, I have an exact date here. 3/11 is when he put it into the shop to get fixed. 3/11/13.
March 11th, 2013.
Yep, was when he put it in the shop to finish getting repairs. And on the 12th, I paid the balance for him to get the motorcycle out.
So how much was the balance?
$859.04.
Why is that, sir?
He done that without my knowledge. My agreement with the cycle shop repairman was that when I got my tax return, I'd pay him off the rest of what I owed him.
And the rest of what you owed him was $859.
I believe it was $600 and some, ma'am.
Can I see what he has? So you were prepared to pay for the repair of your motorcycle. Let's not pinpoint to whom you were prepared to pay. You were prepared to pay for your motorcycle.
From my taxes to the owner of the cycle repair shop.
Well, so he took care of it for you. Do you have your motorcycle now?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Great. Then you can pay him. And you don't have to pay the motorcycle repairman. You owe him $3,200 for rent and $859 for the motorcycle. Anything else?
The phone bill, Your Honor.
Well, tell me about the phone bill.
Well, the phone bill, right here, copy of my monthly statement for four phones. I listed whose number was which on here. Average about $220 a month, so that would one quarter.
Well, tell me what arrangement you made with him, Mr. Cady. You made the arrangement?
The arrangement was when he moved in and started staying with us. I got him a cell phone, put it on my policy as a fourth phone. His phone would be $60 per month.
Did you pay for that phone?
Ma'am, before I even moved in, he told me he would get me a phone and pay for the service when I moved in, which he did do. But I agreed not
to pay for
anything.
Well, Mr. Cady, you have to start taking care of yourself, sir.
I do take care of myself, ma'am.
No, you weren't taking care of yourself. You were not taking care of yourself, sir, based upon what I hear. I mean, if you're a grown-up, you're an adult, you have three children, you're working, you're living in your brother's house.
No, I'm living in my son's house.
No, you were living in your brother's house.
Ma'am, the property belongs to my son.
Was your son working?
No, he wasn't.
Who was taking care of the expenses of the house?
My brother using my daughter's...
Which daughters? Your 12-year-old?
12 and 17-year-old, yes.
Your 12-year-old was taking care of the expenses on the house?
No, he was using their money to do so.
No, you don't support two almost teenagers and support one person. Were you living there too?
No, ma'am.
Two people, three people. You got to start taking care of yourself. Now, he raises an interesting point to me. If the house that you were all living in belongs to this young man, are you the registered owner of the house?
This is a deed for the trailer that we all lived in. The grandmother is still alive. When the grandmother dies, the house goes to Damien and his two sisters. For the 2 years after Mom died, one of which we lived with him, we paid all expenses.
Well, I want you to tell me what expenses you actually paid on the trailer.
Oh, here am I.
No, just I want you to tell me, Mr. Cady, what expenses you actually paid. Because, you know, if he was living with you in your house and you had a mortgage payment, you had a rental fee, whatever else it is, if you live in a trailer, you have a lot that you have to rent. I don't know. You have to tell me what expenses you personally were actually paying.
With my receipts right here, ma'am.
No, don't give me a bag. I'm not interested in a bag. I want you to tell me.
We had power, cable, internet, phone. Other than that, just mainly groceries and other necessities, whatever the girls wanted.
Well, the girls were getting $1,200 a month.
All right.
That took care of their expenses, all of their expenses.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work were you doing?
I'm a union laborer.
Okay. Now, Mr. Cady, Were you paying any of the utilities, any of the anything on that place?
Sorry, excuse me, ma'am. When he couldn't meet the bills, he asked me if I could help out for that month. I gave him money to help him out for that month. But now that I'm going, because there was no agreement to.
Well, he says there was, you say. There wasn't. I think that probably the discussion was when you get yourself together, when you get yourself settled, we'll work on an arrangement for bills. Okay. I got it now.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Unless the fire hydrant was one of those walking ones, you hit a stationary object with the car.
But it was due to the fact of all the things in her mirror hanging that I wasn't able to see the fire hydrant.
You sound like an idiot.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Cady says his brother Alan Cady owes for various bills he incurred while attending rehab.
Now, what do you do to occupy your time?
School.
Stand when you talk to me, over there. You go to school full time?
Yes, ma'am.
And you live where?
At my house.
Not at this trailer?
Yeah, it's a trailer.
So you are living together now?
I'm just living with my dad.
Hmm?
Living with my dad.
The two of you are living together.
No, he lives with his father now. I have rented my own three-bedroom farmhouse, and when I do retain custody of the girls, they will be coming back to live with me at a separate address.
Oh, just a second. So that you're not living in the same place anymore that you lived with them?
No, because of all the drama, we just moved out.
Striking out the rent.
Man,
$859. What else? What else? Striking out the rent. I got it. Who's supporting the household?
My father.
You're living together?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're taking care of the expenses? Good. And you found another place to live?
Yes, Your Honor, but the rent money was for the previous year.
$859, judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Probably wouldn't have done it other than he would return to his old ways again.
Because my brother's ruthless.
Misusing his children and...
Because he's out for himself, he's just after my daughter's money.
It is what it is. He got away with it again.
He's not real... Very nice person.
I'd rather not say what I wish would happen to him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mills versus Smith. Step forward.
Monica Mills says former friend Tabitha Smith took her car while she was napping and drove it into a fire hydrant. She is also suing for unpaid rent.
Well, this is not such a difficult case. At least part of it is not a difficult case. You were roommates?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the third roommate?
Yes, ma'am.
Moved into an apartment together. You signed a year's lease. I assume it was a year's lease. Is that right?
That's correct.
Then at some point into the lease, you borrowed the plaintiff's car. You borrowed the plaintiff's car because the way your apartment parking is set up, you have to park behind each other. And you got home first?
No, ma'am. Tabitha was home first. I had parked behind Tabitha and blocked her car in.
So you blocked her car with yours?
Yes.
Whether with or without permission, you decided you wanted to go to the store. Or do an errand. So you took her car. You say she gave you permission to take the car. She says she didn't give you permission to take the car, but you just took it. Either way, for the purposes of this case, it doesn't matter. Because whether you had permission or didn't, and it was just sort of the thing that you all did because of the way the parking was, you had an accident with the car. The accident was not with another car. So there's no issue that this car was moving this way and this car was moving this way. You ran into a fire hydrant and damaged her car.
Correct.
The first part of her lawsuit is she would like to be compensated for the damage you did to her car. So you have about 30 or 40 seconds to explain to me why you think you're not responsible for the damage that you did to her car while you were driving it negligently.
Because she gave me permission to take it, Judge.
As I said to you, that doesn't matter. She may have given you permission to take it, but you drove it negligently.
But
she didn't give you permission to take her car and drive it negligently, unless the fire hydrant was one of those walking ones that they had, you know, on some funny videos. You hit a stationary object with the car.
But it was due to the fact of all the things in her mirror hanging that I wasn't able to see the fire hydrant.
Well, then why didn't you take those things off if you couldn't see it?
Well, because I wasn't going to move stuff around in her car.
You sound like an idiot.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She yelled a bunch of things at me and got really rude.
Well, tell me what she said. I would like to know what she said.
I don't think I can say those on TV, Judge.
Yes, you can. I've heard everything.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. 23-year-old Monica Mills is suing her former friend, Tabitha Smith, for unpaid rent and for wrecking her car when she took it without permission.
You sound like an idiot. I mean, even you don't believe it. I mean, it's a stupid defense and a stupid story for probably what is an otherwise intelligent young lady. Okay, how much is it to fix your car?
The estimate for the car is $1,868. Then I also have an estimate.
I'd like to see the pictures of it.
Okay. And you can, well, there's several here.
Oh, that's a lot of damage. Good. Have it fixed. Now, what else do you think she owes you money for?
After the accident, you know, she
came. And what was the date of the accident?
The accident was July 28th, 28th or 29th. It was right around that time. And our rent is due on the 5th of every month, by the 5th. So after the accident, Tabitha came upstairs. And I had just got off work, so I had been taking a nap. Tabitha came, was like, hey,
told you,
car.
Accident now.
Yeah. We had an argument that day. You know, I was obviously upset about my car. And Tabitha moved out, sticking Tori and myself with her portion of the rent. And I have a copy of the lease here stating.
Just a second. Well, you had an argument. How bad an argument was it?
I mean, we wasn't like fist fighting or anything like that.
You
but,
be
you know,
fist
I was obviously upset about the car, that she took it without my permission. So, you know, I was pretty upset. And
so, what did you say to her?
I was like, why did you not tell me? You should have moved my car. You should have asked me to take the car. We've been friends for a while, and I guess she just took it to the fact that, hey, we're friends, she won't care. But I was just like, you should have asked me. You should have moved
the car.
You
want to tell me, Ms. Smith, your version of the conversation?
Yes, I disagree because...
Not disagree. That's not what I asked you. I said you want to tell me your version of the conversation.
I went to her room and asked her to take her car.
No, not...
Moving on from that, the argument?
Yes.
She yelled a bunch of things at me and got really rude. And
well, tell me what she said. I would like to know what she said.
I don't think I can say those on TV, Judge.
Yes, you can. I've heard everything.
Tell me I was a rude... And that it was my responsibility to fix it, and that I shouldn't have taken it without her permission, though I got permission because I asked her, and that she just couldn't even stand to look at me anymore, and she wanted me to move out.
I do object to that, Your Honor. I did not tell her she needed to move out. She moved out on her own. Why would I want her to move out if it would stick me with her portion of the rent?
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so she did not pay August's rent?
No, she did not.
And how much was her share of August's rent?
Our rent is $875. It's like $291 per person.
Now, what efforts did you make in the month of August to find a roommate?
Well, if on the lease, if we found a new roommate, it would technically...
What efforts did you make to find a new roommate?
We didn't find anyone. None of us are from the area we're living in, so we don't really know a lot of people. We honestly thought Tabitha would come back or
she's not
pay
paying
her
you
share.
More than a month's rent if you did nothing to try to find another roommate, if you had this kind of argument.
Also, our security deposit is split into 4 months, so we're also stuck with her security deposit also.
What do you mean?
The security deposit before you move into the apartment.
Find another roommate.
We've posted Craigslist and honestly, we thought Tabitha would.
Show me.
I don't have that.
Well, I can't help you. Start looking. Do you go to school? Do you work?
Yes, ma'am. I go to school and I work both.
Okay. Good. You like living together?
Yes.
Great. So I would assume that if you like living together, that you're just as comfortable living together, just the two of you.
I mean, it would make things easier if we had Tabitha.
Of course,
back,
it would make it easier, but as you saw, it's not always perfect. Nothing is perfect. 2159, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Or is excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. After a dangerous attack, a pet owner's denial.
I've never had an incident or a problem.
My dog was a new mother with puppies nearby, and she went crazy trying to protect them.
Judge Judy.
She gave me permission to drive her car.
I absolutely did not give her the keys. I came in from work. We have a key hook by the door.
I went to her room and asked her, and she told me where they were and said, go drive it.
Hung my keys up, went to sleep.
She has insurance. She needs to get that to pay for her car.
And she took the car on her own.
Hopefully, I guess we can be friends again. Obviously, it's probably never going to be the same.
You can't always trust people. Sometimes people don't want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Once you break a friendship, it's hard to repair it.
Y'all learn to forgive and forget, and Tabitha's been a good friend, so hopefully we can put this past us and move on.